long telephone conversation about the defense activities for the next year and legislation and all. And you suggested that had requested me to notify those they want to come and get the same party together and come out there. Well, I made it perfectly clear that I was acting solely for you and after a telephone conversation on matters of national defense.
I don't think if that's important whether you act me or act yourself. You brought him last year. Who invited him last year?
I think you asked Bob to invite him, Mr. President, and I think Bob, we told him that. I don't know.
I didn't know Fuqua at all.
He'll get over it, and you've been pretty good to Sanders, too. Ladybird had him up there, you know, when you made your first speech to the Senate. He's one of the four governors in the gallery. And he's a little unduly sensitive, but I can understand it and exactly how he feels about it, because I say he has been catching hell all over the state and hadn't been altogether on the presidential race. He caught hell over this Constitution thing he tried to put over. And he's unjustly having to take some of the onus for this reapportionment of the Georgia House representative that's leaving out of all the little counties from representation. It's very unfair and unjust, but a fellow's governor has to take that. And you, as president, will take responsibility for a lot of things you never heard of before. Do you hear you being blamed with them?
What do you think I ought to tell Diaz or Das about Mexico being the only country that didn't condemn Cuba?
I'd just tell him that it's your judge as being very unfortunate, and that it was a great burden on the good neighbor policy that he, as well as all his predecessor and all the others, knew that you warned the United States to be an extraordinarily good friend to Mexico, but the state of public opinion in the United States was such that you just couldn't go all out there for him. Well, I don't know if you ought to be quite that strong. Yes, I think it would. The state of public opinion in this country count not being able to understand Mexico's attitude made it very difficult for you. And very frankly, you couldn't understand the attitude either. That's about what I'd tell you.
Okay, now what do you reckon? You reckon J.B. will come?
Yeah, Sanders said he would. When he called and said he couldn't come, he said J.B. will come.
Okay, well, I'll see you Sunday, and I'll call you back if I hear any more from him. I'm going to talk to him.
All right, son. I'm leaving in a few minutes, flying down to Dudley to make a speech to the EMC.
Well, I'll just leave word with you.
But
I'll leave word with you, girl.
I'll be back in here about 2:30.
Okay.
Yes. Bye.